good to go. Have good a great show.
Thanks, John. Thank you very much. Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Other Page Radio. My name is Haywood Fennell, Sr., and this is WBCALP 102.9 FM Boston, Boston's community radio station. We want to welcome you to the show. Everything is good. I hope you're doing good out there in that wonderful world with that wonderful weather. No snow, no hurricanes, no tornadoes. You can just walk around and enjoy yourself today and listen to our show. We are really happy to be here today to talk about the good news, because there's enough bad news out there, and we're going to try to focus on the good things. And one of the things that we're really proud about is one of our community culture programs, Stages, S-T-A-J-E-Z. Stages is a community-based cultural enrichment program out there in Randolph, but they perform so much in the greater Boston area that we want you to know that they are on their way to an international competition in Phoenix, Arizona, after placing in a national dance movement competition featuring hip-hop. But they do more than hip-hop. They do tap. They do classical dance. They do the whole thing, and they're getting ready to go to Phoenix to compete for an international championship. S-T-A-J-E-Z. Stages. And go online when you have the time and see what they are so good at doing. And that is exciting people. That is inviting people to come and maybe bring your kid there and let them see if they would want to be a part of Stages. It's T-A-J-E-Z, Randolph, online. Check them out. We're going to go let you know that we mean business. We're going to talk about this.
The Oscar Michonne Family Theater Program Company welcomes those seeking to learn about theater and performance. We offer classes that bring out your talent and improve it. Want to get involved in theater production, acting, or singing? Then you can visit our website at theomtc.com. That's theomtc.com.
That website, theomtc.com, theomtc.com. We are looking to expand our theater program to include some theater technology that involves learning how to do audio, lights, and props, and set design this summer. The Oscar Michonne Family Theater Program is a veteran-sponsored program, and we are very proud of our accomplishments over the years, a volunteer organization that is infrastructure development team is over 50% veterans that have served in the United States military in some branch or another, and we have female veterans working with us as well. theomtc.com. That is the website for the Oscar Michonne Family Theater Program Company.
Are you a veteran, or do you know a veteran who is struggling with housing due to COVID-19? Veterans Inc. can help provide support services, including assistance with rent, deposits, utilities, as well as emergency housing, including hotel stays, to eligible struggling veterans. If you or someone you know is in need of services, please call 1-800-482-2565 or go online to www.veteransinc.org.
We wanted you to know that this program talks a lot, and we need to, about veterans, particularly African-American veterans, because believe it or not, they still struggling to get what their counterparts get without even having to ask for it. And so the other page is dedicated to getting the word out to build a support base for veterans and their needs. Triad Veterans League sponsors this program in association with Boston Neighborhood Network Media Service, and we're really grateful for that. We are trying to capacity build to help our veterans who seem to be forgotten in terms of housing, in terms of substance abuse services, and just in terms of services because they served. Now, you have a lot of people talking about veterans. Triad Veterans League has been serving this community as a veterans advocacy and think tank organization and program developer for the last 27 years. For the last quarter of a century and more, we have been involved with what's going on in the community. We are grateful for that, and we just want you to know that we are here, 857-204-5312. That's for you to give us a call when you can. Again, this is the Other Page Radio, brought to you by Triad Veterans League. And we're happy to be here. Look, I want to just talk a little bit about one of our supporters in the community, and that is Whittier Street Community Health Center over there on Tremont Street, 617-427-1000. And they have been really grateful to be able to serve the community in the manner that they serve the community. Boy, when you go over there, you're going to get treated well. And they even have a place over there for our veterans. We can never thank them enough for the things that they've done for us. We're forever grateful to Whittier Street Community Health Center. Hopefully we'll have some good news, but I know one thing. I want to say particularly thank you to the president, Frederica M. Williams, for her vision and strength in carrying it out. We got services for veterans over there. And we have services for ex-offenders over there. This lady took time to go over to the Suffolk House of Correction and met with the folks in charge over there a few years ago. And they got together and built a program of inclusion for people that coming out of jails and needing some health checks and some, you know, mindsets developed. We're really grateful for them at Whittier Street. And when you need to get your health straightened out so that everything else can fall into place, check out Whittier Street, because they are an exciting organization and they're doing a lot of things for us that we couldn't do for ourselves. Thank you. Be right back.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Back again to WBCALP 102.9 FM Boston, Boston's community radio station. And we again are the Other Page Radio. We've been here a little while now. And you'll be able to see us pretty soon. I'm just talking to one of the technicians about the, you know, the different kinds of technology. Podcasts is one of them that we're going to be involved in. You'll be able to catch us on podcasts. And in case you don't know, we also have a television program called The Other Page Television. That'll be up next week on the 24th. You can see us, you know, live. And then it, too, will be podcast available. I'm just finding these things out because I'm always late in asking questions. I spent a lot of time here lately on Facebook. And we're going to start putting messages of encouragement to our friends out there. And hopefully we'll be able to empower you with the truth. We are who we say we are. We do have power. I'm going to say that again. We do have power. We do not know how to use the power that we have. Got to say that again. We do not know how to use the power that we have. We've been fighting with a finger instead of a fist for so long that we think that that is the only way for us to fight. And I'm here to tell you that we got to change our thinking. We have been, you know, indoctrinated, I believe, to think that, you know, speaking in the colloquials, that, you know, having a foot up your behind is a natural part of our anatomy. And that's not true. So we got to get rid of that foot so that we can stand and demand and move around with a fist so that we can begin to eliminate a lot of the social ills that we have been confronted with simply because we don't recognize our power. You have to understand that we were never slaves, that we came to this country after being captured and put on ships in chains and scattered in the Western Hemisphere, with a lot of us going to Brazil, a lot of us going to the Caribbean, and then came America. But today, the people that came from the Caribbean and the people that came from Brazil today don't want to be affiliated with their cousins that came to America. I want you to hear me now. I want you to understand that we have to stop trying to be different when we share the same history of capture. The history of capture is called the African diaspora. It was a time when we had our own language and our own culture, but when we were captured and brought to the Western Hemisphere, we were treated and terrorized not to speak our languages, not to do anything that would keep us attached, bond to our culture. We were threatened, we were brutalized, murdered, everything to change our concept of who we were, to including the use of other languages that the so-called slave master or our captors spoke. We were slaves only when we began to disavow ourselves of our culture values and incorporate the values and the culture of others. That is when we became slaves. You could check it out. You hear people speaking different language, and you know that they're from those areas that I mentioned earlier, that they are the descendants of those people, and they are speaking their language and not their own languages. And some will use that language to say that they are not black. I speak a certain language, and that language makes me better than you. And we got to understand that knowledge is power. I'm going to say that again. Knowledge is power. And I said earlier that when you recognize that you have this power, you must stand up and speak out. Get your kids to understand another language while they are in school, starting, let's say, in the first grade. Now, why would I say the first grade? And we know that kids are just starting out in the first grade. I would say, and I will maintain, that if these kids at 4 and 5 years old can verbalize hip-hop and remember the words, they can do the same with learning a language. They can do the same when they're learning a language that's going to keep them from being separated from the people that speak that language to try to make themselves different or better than those that don't understand what is being said. It's the other page, radio, WBCLP 102.9 FM, Boston. We are talking about power today and what that means. Had the Boston Marathon the other day, you know. Boy, did they rack up. Millions, and then again millions more was made. None of that money came to Roxbury. Roxbury is not on the schedule of places that should be near where the marathon is being happening. We didn't sell any vendors. Of course, you know, you could ask somebody to run for you, for your organization, and they could raise money that way, but we don't have no vendors out there selling merchandise. And then, you know, like in preparation, you get close to it, you see all kind of runners walking around and everything, and we don't have no vendors, no African-American vendors from Boston. We're not sharing in the pie. Why? Because we're not saying anything. We're just letting it happen. Other people can do that and develop wealth. I said we were going to speak about wealth and health, so we're talking about wealth now. You look around, and we're still down. We don't own anything. Maybe your house. but we don't own any businesses. You know, I said health. And do you know, you probably already do know, but I'm going to say it anyway, that Boston is one of the richest cities in the world. And we live in here. I'm talking to you from a radio station that I love that's here in Boston. BNN Media Services in Boston. You got more technology around Framingham, which is a part of the greater Boston. You got all the health hospitals and research being done. But black people are still suffering from high blood pressure, breast cancer, prostate cancer. It's a whole host of illnesses that are specific to our people. That's why I say that the people at Whittier Street, because of their understanding of the culture and the pressures that go with the culture, stressful things, things that we cannot cope with, low self-esteem, unable to understand the dynamics of racism in the manner that it is applied. That's why we get denied, because we're not organized. We got to be better organized and demand that research around medical issues that seem to be common to our people are researched with findings. You can research every other thing that you want to, but our health priorities seem not to be on that list. Now we find a lot of people are having cancer, and then comes COVID. Still haven't got the word on what it really is. How does it attack us? How does it weaken our immunodeficiency system to have us become ill and succumb, not from the primary causation of our illness, but from the COVID? Boston is not inclusive as it should be, as inclusive as it should be. They have these signs that says Boston strong, but Boston is not strong as it should be. It's wrong as it is because we're not included. We are not included. You look at everything that's being built. You don't see any black contractors per ratio as there should be. We're talking about wealth building here. We're talking about the banks in our community do not help prepare our young entrepreneurs, and other people can come in with their money and their political connections and build what they want in our communities and not what we need. This is the Other Page Radio, WBCALP 102.9 FM Boston, Boston's community radio station. I know you want to hear about the Oscar Michelle Family Theater Program Company, and I'm going to give you this again before I tell you.
The Oscar Michonne Family Theater Program Company welcomes those seeking to learn about theater and performance. We offer classes that bring out your talent and improve it. Want to get involved in theater production, acting, or singing? Then you can visit our website at theomtc.com. That's theomtc.com.
We're serious about theater and teaching it. But we want to go from auditioning to be a singer or a dancer, or maybe just doing some lines. We want to talk and teach about the technology that is involved in theater. In this instance, we want to talk about learning how to work the boards, how to do audio, how to do the wiring, how to do costumes and set and prop design. We want to put that course together. The Oscar Micheaux Family Theater Program Company, theomtc.com. It's where you can find us. And there's going to be some things coming out talking about auditioning. Because if you're going to be in theater, you have to understand the history of theater when it comes to black theater. Why do I say that? I say that because the dynamics between white theater and black theater is not the same. It's not the same. It's not the same. The blooming of black theater in terms of being on the stage came about the early 1920s. Before that, black theater didn't have the venues. In fact, they were denied the opportunity to perform in theaters, and the white actors and singers and, you know, they would put on black grease paint and sing the songs that the black people were going to sing. And that kept us from getting on the stage. They didn't even want to pay us. In the early 1920s, people like Langston Hughes and Noble Sisser and Josephine Baker and Paul Robeson, you know, it began to come out of the backyard into venues like a church would have for them to perform and tell their story. That was not that long ago, 20, 24, and let's just say 1924 is 100 years. And we've been dealing and battling to find our places on the stage and produce Lorraine Hasberry's and Ed Bullen's and Toni Morrison and August Wilson's and Heywood Fennell's and all those playwrights whose plays that we are able to understand the black experience in America. And the Oscar Micheaux Family Theater Program Company will be having an event this year. We'll let you know when. That we're going to honor Mr. Ed Bullens, who was also a veteran and also a member of the Black Panther Party, who died recently. He was a professor in the theater department at Northeastern University and lived up there on Vine Street. We want to honor him for his gifts and sharing those gifts. Not only did he win several OBs, he won a lot of other awards, and he taught people in the community that wanted to learn how to write down there, that art museum down on Joy Street here in Boston. I remember going down there, and I remember him lecturing down there, teaching people some of the design to be a writer. I'm really grateful to have met that man. I'm really grateful to know Barbara Lewis, PhD, at UMass Boston. I'm really honored to know playwright, director Benny Ambush down in Florida right now. We are working together, putting together a project that talks about the black experience in theater. Even those people that are in leadership in black theater, are we looking forward to working with them? You know, because that's a part of our history. That's a part of our struggle. That's a part of what we do. We struggle because nobody is coming to save us. We have to save ourselves. We'll be right back.
Are you a veteran, or do you know a veteran who is struggling with housing due to COVID-19? Veterans Inc. can help provide support services, including assistance with rent, deposits, utilities, as well as emergency housing, including hotel stays to eligible struggling veterans. If you or someone you know is in need of services, please call 1-800-482-2565 or go online to www.veteransinc.org.
You know, I graduated from UMass Boston. Yes, I did, too. I graduated from UMass Boston in the class of 2010, but I started a long time before that, and I had a lot of problems and issues that kept me from graduating on time. But I did get my degree. I met a lot of good people at UMass Boston during the many times that I enrolled out there, over there. And one of the folks that I'll never forget, and I want you to remember them too, is a man by the name of Bernie Sneed. Bernie Sneed, oh boy. You know, Columbia Point was a housing project called Low-Income Housing Project. It's not that anymore. You know, they didn't come in with the developing and all of that. And they moved people out, but they didn't move them back in, not all of them anyway. And Bernie Sneed was determined to connect the projects known as Columbia Point or The Point to the university. He struggled, and he had MS. He contacted MS, but he didn't stop struggling. When you look at UMass Boston area today, you see a lot of beautiful buildings that weren't always there because they had all kind of like garbage strewed areas over there, and some say that it was like a graveyard to throw bodies over there for the gangsters. That's what some people say. I don't know. But I do know about the spirit of Bernie Sneed. He was so powerful, even in his restrictive life, to make sure that the people at Columbia Point were included in that school, in that area, so that they too could get an education. I'm so proud of Dr. Keith Motley, who was once the chancellor there, but he is still there as a professor. And the people over there in the African American Studies Department, you know, they are absolutely warriors. Menelik, Tony Menelik, and some other folks that are still struggling to make sure that their department has some say on our history, which is not a mystery. And people got to understand our story has to be told. So let's roll up our sleeves, remember our power, and get busy. Because the school belongs to us too. Bernie Snee, you're no longer with us. We're forever grateful to you and your family who lived out there, who encouraged you and the other kids. We thank you, Charlie Titus, for coming from the point and raising yourself to the level that you are now. Charlie Titus, good man. Brought the Beacons around in the basketball, helped people get jobs, students, helped me when I was a student. Helped a lot of people. Charlie Titus did that. Keith Motley did that. Charles Desmond did that. But Bernie Snead, he did that and more. Let's not forget Bernie Snead. Let's not forget the people in the African American Studies Department, Menelik, and the other brother over there, the professor. Let's get them all together. And raise the level of expectations that our students can respond to, because we have the power. We got to recognize ourselves as those that are able to get things done. We're not going to complain and waste our energy complaining. We'll be right back.
Potential is everywhere. It's in every child, in every community.
Big Brothers Big Sisters of Eastern Massachusetts works to transform communities by empowering, defending, and igniting the potential of youth across Eastern Massachusetts, ensuring every child has the support from caring adults that they need for healthy development and success in life. Big Brothers Big Sisters fosters one-to-one mentoring relationships between child and adult, helping the youth in our communities achieve their fullest potential. But at any given moment, there are hundreds of children in our region in need of a caring adult role model.
Do you have what it takes to become a defender of potential? You can learn more at massbaybigs.org.
The Other Page Radio is like, it's getting better and better. People telling me they're enjoying it. And I want to thank y'all for listening to us and everything. But let me bring you up to date on my writing. I was talking to a lady, obviously she didn't know that I'm a Polish author, because they're having a book fair, and I know a lot of people that write books and stuff, and we haven't been kept informed of what we're doing and how we can do it better by participating in book fairs sponsored by others or sponsored a book fair ourselves. I might do that this summer, because I know we're going to do the Harlem Renaissance Festival. It's going to be open to vendors. I know we're going to do that. You know, because we got to, like, show each other, love each other, love our culture, love our history, love all of those things that's going to make us spiritually stronger. I said stronger. Because anybody that is a descendant of the African diaspora has to know that they can't fight a gorilla with a finger, that you got to fight a gorilla with a fist, more than one fist. Otherwise, you're not in the winnings. We have to come together as one. And it can be done. Our children deserve everything, not just anything. This is the Other Page Radio on WBCALP 102.9 FM. in Boston. My name is Haywood Fennell, Sr. I am a veteran non-combat of the Vietnam War, non-combat. I'm working with a project as a, you know, panel member trying to help veterans with lung cancer. We're going to be out in the community soon working a strategy to attract veterans to come and sit with us to talk about the perils of lung cancer. If you have it, or if you don't have it, we want to meet you. The sites for our discussions and encounters have not been yet decided. But I want to let you know that we're here to help. We can't do it by ourselves. You know, I have had conversations with so-called hierarchies, and they don't get it. You can't run an agency for military veterans and think that you have all the answers. You got to come into the neighborhood. You got to leave that data that somebody gave you and come see the people and talk to them and augment that data that you have and make the corrections that you can get from the data that you find out about. Oh, you come on my show and, you know, you let me talk to you and ask you questions, and then you go back downtown to your office and do the same thing that they was doing before you got the job. I'm talking about veterans deserve because they serve. Can't just tell us anything or do anything. Promise us this, promise us that when you're looking for our vote and we don't get anything. Just ignored. As a former, and I say former with a lot of pride, chairman of the General Edward O. Gordine Statue Project that is now standing in a park called the General Edward O. Gordine African American Veterans Memorial Park across the street from Station 2 Police Station in what is called Nubian Square that used to be Dudley Station area. I remember getting up those cold mornings and going with Bill to Harvard Law School to get those papers done, the 501c3 papers. But if you don't believe in what you're doing, it won't happen. I believe that we deserve that, and we have a statue there now. I'm still a member. I'm just no longer the chairperson. Veterans deserve to be remembered, especially African American veterans. So that leads me to talk about the petition for signatures to create a United States commemorative stamp series of images that are part of the Black Veterans Calendar, sponsored by Triad Veterans League, who commissioned students from Artists for Humanity, a South Boston art after school program, who didn't know anything about the contributions of Black veterans, with the first fatality being Crispus Attucks in the American Revolution. We want to empower through education and capacity bill as we get your signature on our petition to be presented to the United States Postal Service Department that handles petitions such as the one we plan to submit. Oh, yeah. You can't wait, nor can you hate. You got to have a date with destiny. I said that we were working on the statue, and now we were collaborating as a member of the committee, and I was the chairman, and now we have a statue as a part of our building the profile of African-American military veterans and what they stood for and what we must stand for. What we must stand for, which is not to forget the services of those that died and tried to keep other countries free and have equal rights, and we here in America still do not have that. African-American veterans are overused and underlooked and all of that, and we're not going to let you forget us. Nope, not going to do that. We're not going to do it. Take another little break. We'll be right back, folks.
The Oscar Michaud Family Theater Program is a Boston nonprofit. They hope to teach the importance of community service through the art of theater, looking to establish a year-round community-based family theater organization with full theater productions by people from the community. For more information, you can visit www.OscarMichaudRep.tripod.com.
Folks, the reason why I'm playing what I'm playing today is for you to get used to our rhetorical approach to capacity building. And when I say capacity building, I'm talking about creating an interest in what veterans are doing for veterans and for our community. A lot of you may not have been in the military, but you have relatives that were in the military. And it's so much going on wrong that has happened to our veterans. And we have an opportunity here at the Other Page Radio to talk about these things that our veterans are going through and need to get through to get to. Now, I'm a veteran. And like I said earlier, I'm working on a project that deals with lung cancer. But then there's other issues like trauma, drama, stress, inability to cope that our veterans go through. Some of them won't even go to the VA where they're eligible to go because they don't trust the VA. I did a research with the late Dr. Joseph P. Warren, who was a United States Naval officer, and he was also the community government contact at Northeastern University, and he was able to help us, me and Triad Veterans League, get some funding to do a survey on services rendered at the VA. And we had some findings. And one of the main things that was found, the lack of trust, the lack of understanding cultural validity. And it's still like that there. They don't have enough professional care providers. They have a lot, or maybe too many, people of color that are, you know, cleaning up the facility, but not cleaning up the people that need to be cleaned up. And when I say that, I'm thinking that I got some information today, and Triad Veterans League might come out with their program called Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow to deal with substance abuse and relapse. And I want to tip my hat to Mr. Stanley Jones, no longer with us, but he was a pioneer, as was Katie Portis, as was Nate Askia. See, they were doing services in recovery to help people realize that they didn't have to be a slave to a lifestyle and they didn't have to self-medicate. And people were believing them and turning to being counselors themselves. And then all of a sudden, they had to have a degree. They were actually doing the work without any college certification. And some of them still are because they know that formal education is good, but it's not like that experience that we have, that shame that we felt when we was caught up, like in Dante's Inferno. We can change ourselves only when we change our thinking. That's the root of it, folks. It's not about anything but how you perceive yourself to be in certain situations. You don't have to be medicated, self-medicated, to be who you are. You can change your thinking to change who you are. I bear witness to that. I'm grateful to all the people, and there are too many to name, that have helped me. And I am now in the position to help others. I'm not here to say that I'm better than, but I certainly like to say that I have a better plan. I go into the prisons and the jails and I speak to them. And sometimes I see them when they get out of incarceration and they'll run over to thank me for coming into the prisons or the jails. And I look at them and I say, I didn't come to the jail for you. I didn't come into this prison for you. I came for myself because I don't want to forget the pain. I want to live. And you can't live in a nightmare. It just doesn't work, folks. I've been doing a lot of praying and I'm staying. And that's what I tell them when I'm in their prison. I'm going to leave you guys now, I say to them. But if you ain't praying, you ain't staying. If you think you're going to come out into the streets and do the same thing that you did that got you in here, go find a jail keeper and let them know you're not ready to come out to make that contribution that we need you to make. God bless you, folks. We'll see you another time. Take care and have a great day. Thank you.